So the Rebbe refers to the passage of Shlach na v'yad tishlach. The Tavshin Nun Beis is gematria yad tishlach. Tishlach is 738. And yad makes it 748, 752. Which is Tavshin Nun Beis is 752. Right, Shlach na b'yad tishlach was also Rashi Tevis Tavshin Nun Beis. But it's also Yad Tishlach is gematria. That was refers to Shnas Yad Tishlach. Yad Tishlach is the gematria of Tavshin Nun Beis. It's interesting that. The two times that we saw events that seemed begashmias to threaten the connection between the Rebbe and Chassidim. The other time was in the year of Tavshin Lamed Ches, the year of Tishlach. And the second time was in Tavshin Nun Beis, the year of Yad Tishlach. In other words, that all the inyanim, the things that we see, that the chetzenius seem to be inyanim that represent a weakening of the connection between the Rebbe and Chassidim, that seem to threaten the connection between the Rebbe and Chassidim, that all of these inyanim that b'chitzenius, that's what they appear to be, b'pnimius, they're really in the animal of Gula. B'pnimius, they're shaykh to the union of Tishlach, to the union of Yad Tishlach, of Shlach no Yad Tishlach. They're in the animal that are shaykh dafka to the shlichus, to the ultimate shlichus, the shlichus of Mashiach Tzidkeinu. The Rebbe was Mekashin, then in Tavshin Lamed Ches, the Rebbe was Mekashin in the Indian that the Tzudah Seidah is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the beginning of the Chodesh HaGeula. That all the Inyanim, that the Rebbe made this point, that the Inyanim that Pechitzenius, it looked like they're Inyanim of Halam Behesta, they're Inyanim of concealment, they're Inyanim of the. But Bepanimius, really their Indian is Geula. And that's why the Rebbe says that the Suda Seida came out in Chedesh Kislev. The Emes is also ready to see that both of these in Yonah were connected to Tavshin Lamed Ches was connected to the Lev. You know, that the Rebbe always brings, that the Rambam says that the Lev of the Melech is Lev Kol Yisrael, that the heart of the king is the heart of the entire Jewish people. And later in Tavshin Nun Beis was, the Halam V'Hester was Benegeh the Mayach, which the Rebbe says in the famous letter of Gimel Tammuz, Tavshin Yud. In the letter of Gimel Tammuz Tavshin Yud, the Rebbe explains there that the Ikka Inyan of the Nasi is the fact that Hu HaReish V'Ameyach, that there are many people who ask what is unique about the Rebbe. And the Rebbe lists many different qualities and many different areas in which the Friedrich Rebbe was outstanding. The Rebbe says, but after all that, that's not what the Rebbe is all about. What the Rebbe is all about is Hu HaReish V'Ameyach. That he is the brain, the nerve center, the brain, from which everything else grows up. And yet the Rebbe says that these inyanim, beside the inyan of the Halam V'Hester, that that all the Nyanam of Helen Vahesta, Behemis of Pneumius, they're all Shaykh to Gaul. The Rebbe Shasmaisa, the Rebbe at that time, as you do on Tafshin Lamed Ches, the Rebbe asked that they had emptied out 770 because they didn't want to make noise, because they knew that the Rebbe was not well. But the Rebbe asked, what happened with our coffers? They said they don't want to step. They don't want to disturb. So the Rebbe said, disturbing by not dancing our coffers, that's disturbing. And dancing at covers to tell them that the greater simcha that they have, the better I will feel. That the greater joy that the Hasidim will have, the Rebbe says, the better I will feel. And Pasha the Hasidim gave him serious nevis. Hasidim had a dance for simcha. And then Misameach, Simcha's Teda. Because that was the message from the Rebbe. That the more you'll be with simcha, the better I will. What does that mean? L'cheira, I mean, you have to be realistic. You have to be realistic. If you're real, if people who come along, they say, you know, I had somebody tell me, he said, anyone who could dance on Gimel Tammuz, is an adopted child.
Maybe.
He says, there's two kinds. He says, there's people who are real children, and then there's stepchildren. He says, a real child, someone who's really connected to, somebody who's really connected to Rebbe couldn't be with Simcha after Gimel Tammuz. Cannot treat Gimel Tammuz as a react to Gimel Tammuz with Simcha. He says, anybody who could react with Simcha is something wrong with him. He's not a real, he's an adopted child. He's a stepchild of the Rebbe. So, but the emphasis is not them. The emphasis is, that Chassidus says that what's the difference between a ben and an eved? The difference between a ben and an eved is an eved does what he's told whether he feels like it or not. A servant does what he's told. No one asks him, are you in the mood? Do you feel like it? He does what he's told. A ben, a child on the other hand, says a child is like his father. Meaning that a child behaves the way his father behaves because he relates to him. Not because he has to, not because he's forced to, he's compelled to. A child follows in his father's footsteps because he's like his father and he relates to his father. And he relates to the things that his father does. The fact is that the Rebbe So Bechetzenis, you could say, that just like the way that Rebbe reacted to Yud Shvat, the way that Rebbe reacted to any time there was any news of the Friedrich Rebbe's health condition worsening or anything, that Rebbe reacted very much in pain and not with joy. So that's an hug of a child. An hug of a child is. It hurts. If it hurts, it hurts. If your father's in pain, so it hurts. The Eved says, what do you want me to do now? You want me to cry? You want me to laugh? You want me to dance? You want me to cry? I'll cry. You want me to dance? I'll dance. Whatever you tell me to do, does well. I don't have that kind of connection. I follow orders. Whatever, doesn't matter what I feel like. So it would seem that he's right. That someone who has a relationship between the to the Rebbe like a Ben So his reaction should be to cry. Someone whose entire relationship is only like an Eved. So if the Rebbe says dance, so you dance. The Rebbe says b'simcha, that the Gula is coming, so you b'simcha. But the emphasis that the Rebbe explains, that there's something even higher than a ben. And that's a ben shehu Eved. Chassidus describes that even higher than a ben is a ben shehu Eved. Why? Because there's a son, the son does follows in his father's ways because he relates to his father. But this sometimes the same son, if he doesn't relate, so he doesn't do what his father wants. It's up to him. The reason why he's doing what his father wants is because he relates to him. But it's because he decided. It's his decision. And there's times that he decides not to do what his father wants. So that's why in a father-son relationship you find sometimes situations where for the benefit of the father, the son doesn't listen to the father. His father gets old and he needs medical attention and he has to follow certain dietary rules and he has doctor's orders or he has to be put into a home. So sometimes the father says, no, I don't want to do it, and the son doesn't listen to his father for his father's own good. His father gets old, his father can't take care of himself. But sometimes the son is forced to not listen to the father for his father's own good. Because his relationship is that he listens to his father when he relates to what his father is telling him. When it comes time that his judgment says, now I don't listen to my boss, and now I tell my father what to do, sometimes the son has to tell his father what to do. When the father is no longer capable. An Eved, on the other hand, could only follow orders. That's his whole mitzvah. His whole existence of an Eved is that he follows orders. There's never a time that a servant can turn around and tell his master what to do. The servant, if you're a servant, that means you follow orders. So Hasidus explains that there's something called a Ben Shehu Eved. The mile of an Eved is that he's totally buckled, he follows orders. He doesn't mix in his own sefer. The mile of a Ben is that he can relate to what his father wants. He's not just forced, he can actually relate and appreciate what his father wants. The ultimate, but he has a chesaron. The chesaron of the Eved is that it's forced on him, he doesn't relate to it. The Ben, the son, has the mila that he relates to it, but the problem is that when he relates to it, but ultimately it's his decision. When he's in the mood and he relates to it, he does it. When he's not in the mood, he doesn't do it. As opposed to the Eved who does whatever he's told, whether he's in the mood or not. So Chassidus explains that the ultimate is the Ben Shehu Eved. The son, who is a servant. In other words, that is both. On the one hand, he totally relates to his father, and because he's similar to his father, and he relates to his father, and on the other hand, he's totally bottled. On the other hand, he's totally bottled to his father. He's both. So he has the advantage of, on the one hand, that he doesn't mix in his own seichel, he doesn't mix in his own, he's totally bottled, there's no chance that he might end up, it's not a relationship based on his own decision to relate, it's based on his bittul to the Eibishter, and at the same time he also relates. If you have that, so the Rebbe explains that if you have the total bittul of an Eved, if you're just a ben, from a ben you don't come to a ben shehu Eved. From being a ben you don't come to being an Eved. But from being an Eved you can come to being a ben shehu Eved. From having the total bittul, from doing what you're told when you don't feel like doing it, you can come to the daga that you should also one day feel like doing it. But the fact that you feel like doing it is not the basis of your relationship. Because if you're feeling like doing it is the basis of your relationship, tomorrow you may not feel like doing it. You could, if you start, if the basis of your relationship is the fact that you're totally bottled, who cares what I feel like doing? Who cares what I'm in the mood of? The question is, what am I told to do? Then you could reach the next dagger, which is that not only do I do what I'm told, but I feel like doing it also. I can relate to it. So when the Rebbe came in Tavshin Lamed Ches, and the Rebbe said, the doctor said, massive heart attack. And the Rebbe said, dance. Simcha. So what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to reconcile these two things? So the answer is, who cares what you feel? The Rebbe says, dance. The Rebbe says, be a simcha, and you have to dance every
single day. Well, that's not what you just said.
The chatchila, right now, I'm encountering a situation where I'm torn. My natural reaction is to be brokenhearted, to be distraught, to be sad, and because that's, if my relationship with the Rebbe is like that of a child, so then my natural instinctive reaction is to be totally brokenhearted. The Rebbe comes along, the Rebbe says, I want you to dance, I want you to be happy. So the question is, if the foundation of my relationship with the Rebbe is the fact that I'm an Eved, and therefore I dance and I'm a simcha because that's what the Rebbe says, even though I don't necessarily feel like it, the ultimate dag is not that you should dance and be besimcha despite the fact that you don't feel like it. If you do it when you don't feel like it, you can come to the madrega that you'll actually feel like it. What do you mean? That's a madrega. That you should actually feel like dancing when the doctor comes out and says massive heart attack. What's the madrega? Not only do you dance because the Rebbe told you to dance, but you dance because you attack and feel happy. You really are happy. What kind of madrega is that? Right? Chassidus says that if you start from being an Eved, you start from doing what you're told, you could come to the next madrega, which is that not only do you do what you're told, but you actually feel like doing it. So forget, I understand that Achaz is doing what he's told, the doctor says massive heart attack, the Rebbe says dance. So I understand the Achaz is doing what he's told, even though he doesn't feel like it. But to tell me that it's an even higher madrega to feel like it, what kind of madrega is that? That the doctor says massive heart attack and you're dancing because you're happy and you're happy? The doctor's happy? What are you happy about? And the answer is because if you could relate to the Rebbe's point of view, the Rebbe only sees the geula. When the doctor says massive heart attack, the Rebbe sees geula. And the Rebbe, so the Rebbe says like this. What, you're doing me a favor by walking around someone's territory like this. By walking around someone's territory to bracha, what are you doing? You're relating to the chitzenius of what's happening, and you're concealing the premius of what's happening. The chitzenius of what's happening is painful. It's terrible. It's a terrible, horrible thing. It's not... The panemius is geula. So when you react to the chetzenius, what are you doing? You're making the chetzenius the main thing, and the panemius is concealed. The Rebbe says, how avoid this faket? To reveal the panemius of everything. To relate, to bring out the panemius out into the open. The Rebbe says, you want to bring the panemius of what's happening out into the open? Dance! Be happy. Doesn't mean be brain dead. Doesn't mean not realize that the chitzenius is something terrible is happening. But the fact is that don't relate to that. Relate to the panemius. If you don't relate, force yourself. If you force yourself, you'll be zeicher that you can actually relate. And that the panemius will become begoli. Rosh Chodesh Kislev was a chag ha-geula. That the Rebbe came out and said that begoli, what happened in Tishrei, was an union of geula. So, when a person comes, when it comes along a Gimel Tammuz, and the shaila of a person is, how should I react? It depends. What's the basis of your relationship? You could be a chassid that did tremendous things for the Rebbe, and did an unbelievable devotion, an unbelievable loyalty, and you were unbelievably connected, and the Rebbe was involved in every detail of your life. But the question is, what was the foundation of your relationship with the Rebbe? Is the foundation of your relationship with the Rebbe the fact that you love and relate to the Rebbe? Then, of course, then the way that you're going to react, the way that you're going to react when your tati is old and sick, is that you're going to, even before Gimel Tammuz, how are you going to react when your tati is old and sick? So you have to get your tati the best doctors. And even if he doesn't want to listen to the doctors, you have to make sure that sometimes when your tati is old and sick and he's not in shape to decide for himself whether he should listen to the doctors, sometimes you have to force him to listen to the doctors. And the same thing. And sometimes you have to put him in a home, and sometimes, and then it comes, a little more time goes on, and sometimes no one should know from it. You have to bury him and get on with your life. That's a relationship with a tati. So if that's the foundation of your relationship, so then that's what you have. And it's not surprising that people feel that way. But if your relationship with the Rebbe is, I do what I'm told. I was told, I don't know what this, I don't understand anything, nothing makes sense to me, I don't know what it means, I don't know what, but I know what I was told. I was told that it's already starting to be fulfilled, Shlach Mabiyat Tishlach. I was told that there's already Cheskos Mashiach. And that there's already Yilchem Milchamas Hashem V'yinatzeach and Kamu Kamin Yonah. What? Right. And I've been told that Kedusha never goes backwards and only goes forwards. And I've been told that nothing could stop it now. And I've been told that everything that happens is... that's what the Rebbe said. Do I relate to it just yet? Maybe not. But the fact is, this is what the Rebbe said, and the Rebbe said that the now is the Avodah is Avodah B'Simcha, and now the Avodah is the Simcha of the Geula, and now the Avodah is, so that's it, that's the Avodah. I get up and dance.
Yeah, but why dance then? Why not just dance every day? What difference does that day make of every day?
Dance every day.
Come on, the people that were dancing weren't dancing.
Were dancing, that's not true. There's been dancing going on in 770, just about... every day for the last couple of years. Just about every day. The thing was they used to, every time they came, and they said to hell him, you have to tell him there was dancing every time they came.
The Levi over there was also the same type of dancing.
It was people who are going to relate to reality, not the way their natural instincts would tell them to relate to reality, but people who try to relate to reality based on what the Rebbe told me to do, based on what the Rebbe said, not based on what my natural feelings are. This union, this idea to be able. To be able to relate, to be able to behave in ways that go contrary to your natural feelings, that is the key That is the key to Gehula. The Rebbe came along, with Hamaisu Ha'ikar. Meister, action is the main thing. Action, action, action. The Rebbe spoke all the time about action is the main thing. So there were a lot of people who understood this to mean that action is the main thing. Why is action the main thing? A lot of people explained it that it used to be that there were old Hasidim that had tremendous intellectual capacity. And there used to be Hasidim who had the capacity to reach high levels of love and fear of Hashem. To learn and to daven, to meditate and concentrate on godliness for many, many hours a day. And unfortunately, due to the fact that the minds have diminished and the hearts have diminished, have become smaller. So what are you going to do with a bunch of shlubs? What do you have, all these chassidim, with no brains, no hearts? What are you going to do with them? So the best thing to do with them is to keep them busy. To put them to work. To encourage them to do positive action.
Good deeds. Good deeds.
Good deeds. Acts of goodness and kindness. Look, that was how a lot of people understood why the emphasis on action by the Rebbe. But here is again, people who look at things totally externally, that's what it appeared to be. It appeared to be the Rebbe adjusting to the realities of the fact of who he was dealing with, what kind of Hasidim he had, and instead of, setting up retreats where they could meditate on godliness all day, he put them to work. Because they weren't cut out for all this meditation stuff and learning and praying and all that stuff. But if you look at the Rebbe's, my mother, the Rebbe's Sichus, the exact opposite. The Rebbe says, based on that the Zohar says, Amaisu Ha'ikra. It's very interesting that the Rebbe always used the Lashon HaZohar, not the Lashon of the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that says, Lo Yamedish Ha'ikra Ela Amaisu. That's a Pashta Mishnah. That the main thing is not study, the main thing is action. The Zohar says, Amaisu Ha'ikra. The expression Amaisu Ha'ikra is from his Zohar. Why did it ever bring the Lashon HaMaisu Ha'ikra, Dafka from the Zohar? The Zohar's Lashon, not the Lashon HaMishnah. So somebody wants to ask the Rebbe this question. Why does it ever always bring HaMaisu Ha'ikra? And on the bottom it says, it sends you to the Zohar. Why did it ever bring Le'am Ezer Shikya El HaMaisu and send you to the Mishnah? So the Rebbe explains that this is connected to the Indian that it says in Zohar that the Zohar says Asiyah Le'ela. That action is the highest thing. What does it mean action is the highest thing? If you go throughout Zohar, Asiyah refers to the lowest of all worlds. And action is also when within each world we count the 10 spheres, so the sphere HaMalchus is, so the meaning of Chetzenius HaMalchus on one level, spheres HaMalchus is also often referred to as Asiyah. Malchus, which is the lowest of the spheres, is referred to sometimes as Asiyah. And the lowest of all worlds is referred to as Asiyah. So Api Kabbalah, Asiyah is the lowest. And yet, the Zohar comes along and says that Asiyah Le'ela, that Asiyah is really the highest. But Chetzenius, Asiyah is the lowest. But Pnimius, really, really, Asiyah Le'ela, Asiyah is the highest. Action is the highest. Why is action the highest?
So there's a lot of Chassidus discuss this at great length, and there's a lot to say about why Asiyah is the highest. But the fact is that it's dafke in action. It's dafke in Elam Hazah Gashmi. It's dafke in action that God's essence is expressed. Chassidus explains that in Sava Kodesh Baruch Hu Lias Leis Baruch Dira B'tachtein, that God wanted a dwelling place in the lowly realms. And Chassidus explains, what is a dwelling? A dwelling is a place where a person could be revealed as he is. In all other places, a person has to wear clothing, has to, not just physical, but also spiritual and emotional, in terms of how you relate outside of yourself. In one's own home, one can truly be oneself. So Chassidus explains that the Eivishter created a physical world with the express purpose that his very essence should be revealed in that world. In all the spiritual world are revealed all kinds of divine emanations and revelations, and infinite emanations and revelations, wonderful. But to God, there's only one world, the world in which my essence will be revealed. That is the lowest of all worlds. The physical world, the world of action. That's where I will be expressed. That's where I will be revealed. So it comes out that it is in this world that God himself and God's delight, God's desire is fulfilled and expressed. In this world. When we describe a soul going up to the higher spiritual worlds, we describe the soul delighting in the revelation of God. It talks about the delight of the soul. In Gan Eden, what is Gan Eden? Gan Eden is the place where the soul takes delight in God. Has a delight and appreciation for the revelation of God. The spiritual realms represent different levels of revelation as experienced by created beings. The physical world is the delight of the Creator. That's God's pleasure. Where does God take pleasure? In the physical. The revelation of God and His delight is in the physical. So it comes out that with all my relating to God, with all my relating to God through my spiritual accomplishments, I'm really, really relating to myself. Really, really, with all my relating to God, I'm relating to God on my terms, in terms of what do I get out of it? The highest level. There's levels of Gan Eden, infinite levels of Gan Eden, but Gan Eden is, Chassidus defines Gan Eden as Tainug Nivra. It is the place of the delight of created beings. In other words, any spiritual attainment and accomplishment, any level of relating to God through my spiritual appreciation and understanding of God means, on a deeper level, I'm really relating to myself. I'm relating to God in terms of what I get out of Him. It's dafka in action where I'm relating to God in terms of what does He get out of me. When I relate to God in terms of what does He get out of me, then I'm relating to Him Himself. As long as I'm relating to someone in terms of what do I get out of them, that I'm not really relating completely to you. Because it's all you as you benefit me. It's not, I'm not relating to your essence. I'm only relating to what comes out of you. What I get out of you. That's what I'm relating to. If that's the nature of my relationship, I'm not relating to your essence. I'm relating to what I get from you. If my relationship is what do you get out of me, then I'm relating to you yourself.
What? Say that again.
If the nature of my relationship with you is what do you get out of me?
What was the first one?
If you I'm more confused.
If my relationship with you is what do I get out of you? What's in it for me? I'm developing a relationship with you because
the relation the person is to another person is what they're going to get out of it.
Right. No. So if my if
when
that
me you I get mixed up. What I mean it's me and it's you.
If I relate to you in terms of because I want something from you because I get something from you, that means that I'm not really relating to you yourself. I'm relating to me. I'm relating to what comes out of you for me. When I get into a relationship with somebody, which the nature of the relationship is, what do you get out of me? Then I'm relating to you. So Daska, to relate directly to the Eibishter himself, to God himself, is Daska through action. Which is what God wants from you. However, Chassidus also explains that God wants that in the basis of the relationship should be action. But not only should you do the action, but you should develop an appreciation for what you're doing. You should develop a spiritual component to of your relationship to God. But again, the basis of the relationship is, what do you want from me? The Eibishter says, I also would like to have a two-sided relationship with you. I want you to appreciate me. I want you to get something out of me. I want you to enjoy being close to me. Okay? You want me to enjoy being close to you, then I'll do it. Because you want me to. That's what you want, and that's what I do. So the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that kavana, that the spiritual component of mitzvahs is not higher in and of itself than action. No, in and of itself, action is higher. The reason why in the spiritual component one could experience more godliness in a more revealed way was because God decided that it should be that way. That's also part of what he wants. That's part of what he wants. I'm doing what he wants. I'm not doing what I want. I'm not looking for what I can get out. I'm doing what he wants. He also wants me to get something out of this relationship. Okay, that's what he wants. So that's what Alter Rebbe said when Alter Rebbe said, I don't want anything. I don't want your Gan Eden. I don't want your Elam Haba. I don't want anything. I want you. That's all I'm interested in, is you. You tell me to get, you tell me that you want me to have Gan Eden, so I'll go to Gan Eden. Because that's coming from you. Not because it's coming from me, because I want it. I'll go to Gan Eden because it's what you want. You want that a person should first go through this world, and then he should go to Gan Eden, and then there should be Tchias HaMetz. That's what you want. There should be Elam Haba. If that's what you want, then I'll do everything. Then I'll go to Gan Eden, I'll do everything. But not because that's what I want. I want you. And nothing else. You want Gan Eden, you want the Elam Haba, you want all of these things? Okay. Fine. If that's what you want, then that's what I do. So the same Alter Rebbe that said, I don't want Gan Eden, was sitting by right before the Stalkus, and he was Besimcha, and he was telling the his grandchildren and grandchildren, if you're relying on me, you won't even know where. If the Chassidim are relying on me to do the work for you, you won't even know what door to knock on in Gan Eden. The Alter Rebbe knew he's going to Gan Eden. He didn't want Gan Eden. What is he going to Gan Eden for if he doesn't want it? Right? The Tzemach Tzemach said, the Alter Rebbe would always say, I don't want your Gan Eden. So what are you going there for if you don't want it? The answer is, of course you go to Gan Eden. Of course you pursue spirituality, you pursue godliness. But not, the basis of that is not because that's what you want. You, I don't want it. I want only God. God wants me to pursue these things. Because I want you, and that's what you want, so I do. I pursue it and enjoy it. The Rebbe said, it says in Ayem Yem, that one of the things that, that we could accomplish in this world is Rasaneg al Hashem, to delight in God. And the Rebbe Rashab once said, what are people waiting for? What are they pushing it off? They're waiting for Tchias HaMesim, they're waiting for Mashiach. What are you pushing it off? Delight in God now. Learn Chassidus, develop an appreciation for godliness, develop a delight and appreciation for God. That's part of what we have to do. But that's not the basis of our relationship. That's a outgrowth of our relationship. The basis of our relationship is, God, what do you want from me? What, if that's the basis, then from that grows out everything else. Dafka, the person who could say, I don't want anything else. Dafka, that person could come to the ultimate appreciation for everything else. The recognition that action is where it's at. Asil Leila, the first thing is, what do you want me to do? Once that's the basis of my relationship, what do you want me to do? Then I could graduate from that to have a much deeper understanding and a much deeper appreciation. There are people in Gan Eden because they want to be there. The people who are in Gan Eden because they spend their whole life worrying, how am I going to get to Gan Eden, experience a total different Gan Eden than the person who's in, who spends his whole life, what does God want from me? What do you want from me? It's a different Gan Eden. So fakir, dafka through putting aside your own desires. Dafka through putting aside your own spiritual desires. I want nothing. I want nothing for myself. I'm coming to the Rebbe for nothing. Rebbe, I don't want anything from you. I don't want spirituality from you. I don't want children from you. I don't want money from you. I don't want life from you. I want nothing from you. I want you. And that, what does it mean, I want you? It means I want you to use me for whatever you want. If you're using me for whatever you want, you want me to come and ask for things from you, you want me to come and relate to you that way, then I'll come and ask those things from you. Because you want me to. Chassidus says, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to daven to Hashem whenever you need something, you're supposed to ask Him for your needs. So Chassidus says, Chassidus says, but there's two ways you can do that. You can come to Hashem and say, listen, I need. Why are you coming to Hashem? Because you want something. The other way of doing it is saying, listen, Eivishta, the last thing in the world that my relationship with you is about asking you for my needs. But since you commanded me to, since you want me to ask you for my needs, so I'll ask you. I would never dream of walking, coming up to the Eivishter, having an opportunity to stand before God and ask God, hello, I have a business deal that I need to work out. Never. If God wants me to ask Him, you're telling me to ask you. Okay, then I'll ask Him. Not because I would never ask. There was a certain chassid that before the revolution, and before the Bolshevik revolution, was fabulously wealthy. And he was one of the few Jews who had a permit to live in Moscow. Because he only those people who ran major industries had permission generally. There was only a handful of people who ran these major industries that had permission to live in Moscow. this Chassid was fabulously wealthy, and when the communists came into power, they took everything he owned, and he was left completely penniless. Before the Friedrich had ever left Russia, he spent some time in Moscow. And this Chassid wanted to go Yechidus by the Friedrich Rebbe before he leaves the country. And he couldn't even afford the half a penny that it cost to take the trolley car across town. So he had to walk. He had to walk all the way across town. This Jew had previously been fabulously wealthy. Didn't have the smallest coin in the realm, which is what it cost to take the trolley car. So he walked a couple of hours. He comes to the Friedrich Rebbe for Yechidus. And he comes with a whole list of things. Learning, davening, his thoughts should be the proper thoughts, and his children should go in the right ways. After the Friedrich Rebbe reads the whole list, the Friedrich Rebbe says, and what about Gashmias? He said to the Friedrich Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, gleib mir,